Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
It is Braves pregame daily for your Friday morning, May the 7th, 2021. With Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin, and we're getting you set for the Braves and the Phillies, game one of a three-game weekend series coming up tonight right here at Truist Park. But before we get to the upcoming series, Chris, all good in the nation's capital. The Braves sweep the Nationals 3-2 yesterday in a game started by Drew Smyly. Pitched really, really well. Six innings, one unearned run. What were you thinking as you were watching him yesterday after, obviously, a really tough first month in a Brave uniform?
Well, let's give him the 2.0 treatment as well. Let's just say that maybe that was his opening day. He's fixed whatever ailed him. He did tell us post-game the other night he would. No problems with what he did yesterday. In a world where you're trying to extend it to three, get back home to play Philadelphia, the first place Philadelphia Phillies, yeah, it was a good outing, and it was enough offense. And again, the bullpen, when I say enough offense to win the game, might not be enough over the course of any of the games this weekend. And then the bullpen made it a little bit itchy, but got it done. You know, it's okay to play 3-2 baseball games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it really is. I know you kind of look up and you go, well, that seems a little bit different. Yes, it's a little bit different. But if you have a starting pitcher who throws six, if you keep the ball in the ballpark for the most part, all of a sudden you look up and you go, the game could be done a little bit quicker. There's less movement coming in and out of your bullpen. Boom, you walk away. And you didn't need timely hitting five times over because your starting pitcher kept you in the game.
It was great to see. And again, you had good pitching performances from Max Fried on this road trip. We saw some really good things from Waskari Noah. Hopefully this is the start of a stretch where, you know, this rotation starts resembling itself more along the lines of what we expected coming into the season. Look, I don't know how long the leash is for Drew Smyly, but I think after an outing like yesterday, it probably got at least a little bit more slack in the leash, if you will, you know, given the fact he had a performance that he, let's be honest, he really needed one of those yesterday.
Yeah, I'm not going to play about time. You know, I'm not, because that there's a smugness to that attitude. He needed to fix something. He fixed it yesterday. It wasn't a big, powerful Washington Nationals lineup, but even that doesn't matter. When you give up 9 home runs in 19 innings, the goal is to keep it in the park and keep your team in the game. And what I liked is he and then the bullpen did enough to make sure that you didn't need to come up with a big hit late. You didn't need to come up with 2 home runs in the last 2 innings to all of a sudden make this a game or tie it up. You grabbed the lead, you held the lead, you won the baseball game. So, to me, Drew Smyly did his job. I hope there's another, you know, one or two of those coming up in the not-so-distant future where you go, this is why the guy is here. For a day yesterday, this is why the guy is here.
No question about it. And we talked about it on the Ford Leadoff Show yesterday about some of the tweaks in the lineup. Freddie Freeman getting a day off to just sort of sit back and sort of clear his head a little bit. Tough road trip for Freddie. He was just 1-for-20. He's riding an 0-for-16. Going back to that final game against the Cubs, he's just 1-for-25. Look, I know Freddie likes to play every day, Chris, but ultimately this might be a day where we look back and say, you know what? He got that day off, mental break, and that maybe gets him going in the right direction here. Tonight.
Well, I hope we bookend the, you know, Rizzo strikeout and everything that happened in between and yesterday, the day off where it starts a streak. Okay, that's where it started. The night he had off tonight against Philadelphia, he picks it up and he starts hitting again. So hopefully that's a line of demarcation for him. I just want to mention something about the pitch to Robles, and no doubt about it, Braves caught one. Braves caught a lucky one.
Right.
For a guy who had been a little bit swing happy in his career, he's trying to take more walks. He's trying to do the right thing. And look, it was a screw job, no doubt about it. But when it goes to your favor, you think about, well, what about this day and that day? I kind of like the idea that at the end of the day, when you play a game to 3-2, when you play a one-run game, 5-4, 4-3, something's going to happen in that game that somebody's not going to be happy with. The fact that it happened that late, the fact that it happened that glaringly, the fact that it was Ryan Zimmerman on deck, and that guy should have been on first base, it worked out for the Braves. I'm not saying I know how that game would have gone, but I do know this. If you get one of those, that's not a game to blow after that. And when the ninth inning starts, again, what are you thinking about? Okay, look, let's just get out of here. Might have caught a break. Mm-hmm. Zimmerman not coming up in that eighth inning was a really good thing for this team. Get out of here with the win and you shut it down.
Nick Marley had a varied strike zone yesterday. And look, he was bad on both sides. You're right. The Braves did catch one there, but there were a couple that went against the Braves. So I don't know that it was one-sided either way, but I can tell you both dugouts at different times yesterday were having issues with his strike zone. I think yesterday, some of those pitches, and look, Mathis's glove, Chris, it was on the ground when he caught that ball. Even he couldn't believe that it was called a strike. And the Braves, they got away with one, and look, they'll take it in that spot.
So let's finish up with this and talk about what's going to happen this weekend. The Washington Nationals went from being a first-place team to being a last-place team. That's what just happened in the last three games. They're 2.5 back. The Braves sit 1.5 back, but it's first-place Philadelphia coming in. We had said if you handle your business in D.C. and you handle your business against Philadelphia, you could actually be a first-place team come Sunday night after Sunday night's game. Philadelphia is two games over 500. They finally get over the hump of being 500 and then nothing more than one game over. They're 6-4 in their last 10. Here's the division in the last 10. 6-4, 5-5, 6-4, 5-5, 5-5. Now, there are a couple of winning streaks. Philadelphia's won 4 in a row. The Mets have won 2 in a row. The Braves have won 3 in a row. Miami's won 3 in a row. Washington losing 3 in a row, as we said, just dumped them in the last place. Here's the number that jumps out to me in the division. We talked about the Miami Marlins with a plus 20. Do you know there are only two teams in the National League, in San Francisco and the Dodgers, that have a better plus run differential than Miami in the entire National League? They're sixth best in the entire world of baseball. So their 14-16 doesn't really jive with what it is they've done in terms of run differential. That's why what you do late and close matters a little bit more. The pitching matchups, we're going to get an opportunity now to see Charlie Morton on the mound. At home, bigger crowd, no doubt about it. This is why we'll play the Drew Smyly card. But, Charlie, this is why you brought him here. I'd like to see one of those games from him tonight. Zach Eflin, good pitcher, no doubt about it. Good pop, good strikeout numbers. Charlie Morton, Zach Eflin's a really good matchup on a Friday night to sort of do a new opening day, a second opening day for the Braves, as they allow anybody who wants to come in basically can get in there tonight.
Well, look, we've talked about 2.0. We did it with Max Fried. We talked about it with Drew Smyly. This is, I think, is a chance for Charlie Morton to really, you know, get things going in the right direction. His numbers aren't 2-1, but an ERA north of 5 through the first month of the season. He has not exactly pitched exactly the way we expected. It's been one inning in every start for him. However, he does get you deep into ball games. He's gone into the 6th and 5 consecutive outings, so you know he's going to be an innings eater for you when he goes out there on the mound. As far as the Phillies are concerned, the one glaring thing, Chris, that jumps off the page at me, when we've talked about it last time we saw these guys, 13-6 at Citizens Bank Park, just 4-9 on the road. They've played 13 road games. They've been outscored by 26 runs in those 13 games. They cannot find a way to win away from home. And if they want to be a playoff team, they're a first place team right now. If they have aspirations of playing baseball into October, they better figure out a way to win on the road.
Yeah, it's really hard to be that good at home that you make up for differentials and bad numbers like that on the road. Before we give you the rest of the pitching matchups, also remember this weekend, tonight, Hooters is going to give you an opportunity to watch Braves baseball, NBA, NHL, anything else that's coming up, including Majors Golf, the PGA Championship on May 20th. That will be a Thursday through Sunday affair all day long. You can watch it at Hooters Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. NBA playoffs are coming, NHL playoffs are coming, and certainly Braves baseball and anything else you might want to watch. Hooters, bigger TVs, newer, bigger, better stores, and, of course, great wings, cold beer, great social atmosphere. Go do the high five. Tell them you want to watch the Braves game and anything else right next door to two TVs to the sides, and all of a sudden you have a really big sports night out at Hooters. It's Vince Velasquez, Ian Anderson, and then Sunday night, Aaron Nola and Noah are going to get a Sunday night. I had mentioned that I don't think the world knows who Oscar Anoa is. Now, I think when you hit a grand slam, when they're going to be talking about, they'll run a package before the game starts. Hey, he's got a home run in back-to-back games. Can he make it 3 in a row? They'll throw graphics up. But how he's pitched is really going to be the story. And Aaron Nola, Anoa, where somebody who says, oh, I've heard of Aaron Nola, he's pretty good. I don't know the other guy. I like the Phillies tonight. Better beware. Better do a little bit more of a deep dive on Anoa, because not only with the bat off, obviously, but certainly on the mound. This guy has been probably the best-kept secret in baseball, who might not be after Sunday night.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you're right. That's the fun part about having Sunday Night Baseball. They will do a bit of a feature on that. So Waskari Noah will get his 15 minutes, if you will, of fame during the broadcast. And oh, by the way, Chris, we've talked about this. 100% capacity at Truist Park. The place is going to be rocking. The battery is going to be slammed here tonight. And all I can say is if you're going down to the ballpark this weekend, beautiful weather, temperatures in the 70s, going to be 80 degrees during the day. I think folks should take heed to what we've been telling them the last couple of days. Pick up some Grey Goose essences for your tailgate party if you're headed down to the ballpark, or even if you're just sitting on the back deck grilling, listening to the game right here on the Braves Radio Network. Grey Goose essences made with all natural ingredients, and it has just 73 calories per serving. You can't beat that. Grey Goose essences, three great different flavors: watermelon and basil, strawberry and lemongrass, and white peach and rosemary. Chris, I can't think of a better, more refreshing drink to have if you're getting ready to watch some Braves baseball this weekend than Grey Goose essences. I'm going to have to pick me up some of this for my weekend festivities.
Spring and summer is officially here, no doubt about it. And if you're drinking something else and you go, I don't know what's in it, they tell me it's got some pretty good stuff in it. I'd rather go with what I know. That's Grey Goose. Grey Goose giving you an opportunity all spring and summer long to be a part of it. Whether you bring it someplace, put it in your refrigerator, or invite some people over, again, when you're talking about zero carbs, zero sugar, and Grey Goose on top of it, you got yourself a winner, no doubt about it. Kevin and I will be back tomorrow. We will talk a little bit about this opening series against the first-place Phillies. There's really some intriguing, the Bryce Harper with more people in the building. We'll find out who gives him business. Bryce Harper loves hitting in this place. He loves hitting against the Braves. He loves being a villain. He has got no problem with that at all. I'm assuming somebody's going to be mic'd up on Sunday night. We'll find out who they get, because that's always been a thing, whether it's Freddie, whether it's Harper, whether it's somebody else. That'll be part of the weekend, because I think these teams, and Kevin, I know the Mets, and everybody says, oh, it's New York. I think Philadelphia and the Mets, the go round and round, if we don't like them, they don't like us. Let's make it that type of division again this year. Let's actually get people in the building to give business to whoever's playing for the Mets, whoever's playing for the Phillies. Get on pitchers. Somebody coming out of the bullpen, let them hear it. I like the idea that maybe we're supposed to be building up rivalries. If it's multiples because the division is that tight and that good, even better for Braves fans. Zach Eflin, Charlie Morton will start it tonight. Vince Velasquez and Ian Anderson and Aaron Nola and Noah on Sunday night. It is night game, day game, night game for the Atlanta Braves before they welcome Toronto back in. Kevin and I will do it again tomorrow. Please hit subscribe. Hit play every day. We are here every day for you for the pregame show on the Braves Radio Network.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Is there chaos in your closet?
Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.